which had devils long time, and wear no clothes, neither abode in any house, but in the tombs. When he saw Jesus, he cried out and fell down before him with a loud voice, and said, What have I to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of God, Most High? I beseech thee, torment me not. For he had commanded the unclean spirit to come out of the man. He saw him and he said, Come out of him! Oh, no! For oft times it had caught him, and he was kept bound with chains and fetters, and he brake the bands, and was driven of the devil into the wilderness. And Jesus asked him, saying, What is thy name? And he said, Legion, because many devils were entered into him. And they besought him that he would not command them to go into the deep. And there was there a herd of many swine feeding on the mountain. And they besought him that he would suffer them to enter into them. And he suffered them. Then went the devils out of the man and entered into the swine. And the herd ran violently down a steep place into the lake and were choked. So that was Legion. He had devils. Many, you know, this man had these devils, right? Devils, what? Evil spirits. What do they do? What are they? What does this all mean? You know, I've talked a lot about devils, and for me it's been an exploration of learning a lot in the New Testament, because I've never quite fully comprehended it. In a way, in meaning this, I've had ideas, and I've heard ideas, but I wanted to understand it in my own mind in a way I could fully justify from what I read in the scriptures. Like, what does it all mean? You know, people say certain devils are fallen angels, and they say all these things. I'm like, well, I need to know why. I need to know what the support is for these ideas. The unclean spirit here is personified, but there are many. We are legion, for we are many, as it is written in another place. They asked, don't send us into the deep. The deep, the abyssos, the abyss. Obviously, that's not the sea, because that's where they ran as soon as they entered into the swine. You know, they controlled this man. Could they not control the swine? I don't know. Maybe that's just what they wanted to do. See, an evil spirit wants to do whatever it is intended to do. As I said before, a lying spirit wants to lie. A spirit of wickedness wants to do wicked things. And this spirit has its own agenda. And it is fulfilling for the spirit to do what it's meant to do. To go to the abyss is, as in some other place, Jesus, torment us not. To them it is torment. It doesn't mean that there's actual torture equipment there, but they don't get to do what they want to do. They don't get to fulfill their will. They don't get to be as they wish to be. Therefore, they resist that. They say, but rather do this. The spirits know him. And they ask him things, because they know they can ask him things. Spirits can be personal, they can be impersonal. They can be of a certain nature or another nature. I mean, the ability to actually converse with the spirits in and of itself may be something unique to Christ. I mean, other people may have gone up to this guy and they don't get the devils to talk and say, we are a legion. You know, they don't got to answer to anybody. They got to answer to him because he's boss. And that's the thing. They answer to him. He has authority because he is the boss. God sends forth spirits. On the right hand and on the left, there are spirits, good spirits, and there are evil spirits. And God sends forth both. As they did not receive the love of the truth, God sent forth a strong delusion. There are spirits of delusion, spirits of confusion, spirits of the world. Things let loose in the world, and they affect people, and they control people, and they guide people in their lives. And sometimes, in real severe cases, there are spirits of madness, spirits of destruction, spirits of self-destruction, spirits of different nature and character, of stronger holds and weaker holds. God is the Father of spirits. All the spirits are His. And so when I read this, I don't want to conjecture too much. Like, why did they run the swine into the sea? I don't know. Maybe they wanted to commit. They wanted to make someone kill themselves. Maybe they wanted, the purpose of being this man is they wanted him to be suicidal. I don't know. And the swine were easier to control. Some people say, "Oh, the swine knew better. They ran down and killed themselves." I don't know. Do you think that's knowing better? If you have an evil spirit, do you think the best remedy is to go kill yourself? I don't know about that. That doesn't seem like a good idea to me. I think that they were able to fully control a swine and drown him in the sea. And to them, that was like, work completed. Verse 34, when they that fed them saw what was done, they fled and went and told it in the city and in the country. And they went out to see what was done and came to Jesus and found the man out of whom the devils were departed, sitting at the feet of Jesus, clothed and in his right mind. And they were afraid. Whoa, what happened to him? That just was like, wow. They heard about this and then they went out and saw that guy. Like, whoa, we tried chaining him and binding him and here he's just sitting there in his right mind. That's creepy. Verse 36, they also which saw it told them by what means he was possessed of the devil was healed. He commanded the spirits and they went into the swine and they ran down. Verse 37, then the whole multitude of the country of the Gadarenes round about besought him to depart from them, for they were taken with great fear. And he went up into the ship and returned back again. That scared them. Scared them. Jesus, and this is bizarre in a sense, because you think about it, Jesus' healing to them was more frightening than that man in the tombs. That devil was powerful, strong. That this man came forth with even more power. In their ignorance, they were afraid. They were afraid of him. Because he was more powerful than this powerful devil. It's been suggested also that, you know, the because of the swine, they didn't want to lose more pigs. I don't know. I see it as a power issue. They were taken with great fear because of the manner in which Jesus took power and authority over these devils. And so they begged him to leave. Verse 38. Now the man out of whom the devils were departed besought him that he might be with him. But Jesus sent him away, saying, return to thine own house and show how great things God hath done unto thee. And he went his way and published throughout the whole city how great things Jesus had done to him. This is an interesting contrast. There were so many people in Israel